Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty York. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lefty York. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The second baseman, Sam Bohn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rube Bresler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bubbles Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Marquardt. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Rube Marquardt. And now, play ball. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a fly ball into right field. Bresler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bohn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groh moves to second. Sam Bohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bohn bunts towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Groh moves to third. Daubert moves to second. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mysel. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Groh scores. Daubert scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker catches it and throws to second to double up Rausch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Bresler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bohn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker bunts towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Flack moves to second. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York tags and scores. Flack tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Daubert. The throw from Kelleher and he is safe. Daubert steals second. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone is 0 for 0 in the game. Bone hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 1 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Mysel reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Mysel scores. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, York bunts towards the mound. Mark Hard fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bresler moves to third. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hargrave. The throw from Kelleher and he is safe. Hargrave steals second. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Bresler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Daubert hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone is 0-for-1 in the game. Bone hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groh. The throw from Kelleher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Roush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groh scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mysel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mysel moves to third. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelleher is walked intentionally. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Kelleher steals second. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Lefty York. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Bressler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Buck Freeman now pitching. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. Kopf is hit by the pitch. Rube Bressler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquardt is hit by the pitch. Bressler moves to second. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Groh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bone misplays the ball. That's an error on Bone. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker bunts towards third. Groh fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Groh. Flack moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Terry bunts towards the mound. Marquardt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flack moves to third. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf fields it and throws to home for the out. Hollocker moves to third. Terry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressler throws the ball into Kopf, who tags Mysel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hollocker scores. Terry scores. Grimes moves to third. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Daubert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone is 0-for-2 in the game. Bone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rausch moves to second. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kopf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher bunts for an out with unknown description. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to third. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Turner Barber now playing center field. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bresler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greasy Neal pinch runs for Bubbles Hargrave. Charlie C. pinch hits for Rube Marquardt. Charlie C. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. C. hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Groh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivy Wingo now catching. Hod Eller now pitching. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Grimes moves to second. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wingo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wingo. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Daubert takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone is 0-for-3 in the game. Bone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daubert moves to second. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kopf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.